sensitive viewers, welcome to today's Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, for the conclusion of our two-part series on the alarming rise in severe natural disasters around the world. From tornadoes and typhoons to earthquakes and floods, our planet is experiencing powerful events in ever more extreme forms, leaving in their wake heart-wrenching trails of climate change-related destruction. Scientists have shown that natural disasters are produced in ways related to livestock raising, one of which is the extremely negative energy generated by killing animals. Dr. Madan Mohan Bajaj, formerly chief of the Medical Physics, Immunophysics, Nuclear Biophysics, and Biomedical Engineering Research Laboratory of the Department of Physics and Astrophysics of the University of Delhi in India, and the current chancellor of the International Kamadhenu Ahimsa University, has investigated what he calls the breakdown of integrated systems, or BIS effect. In short, the BIS effect describes how animal slaughter and other violent behaviors cause natural catastrophes. Dr. Bajaj has documented seismic activity occurring after major holidays, such as Christmas, when millions of turkeys and other animals around the world are killed for food. Furthermore, his work shows that tsunamis and cyclones result from the slaughter of marine life.
When we kill the animals, what happens? Very low frequency signals are emitted. And we have found out the frequency of those signals is about 2 hertz, 3 hertz and so on. These are the shock waves. And sometimes we also call them as VLF signals or Einsteinian pain waves.
These pain waves lead to the generation of P and S waves, or pressure and shear waves, which in turn set off temblors. Dr. Bajaj has studied seismic activity following the observance of Bakri Eid, an annual Muslim holiday during which millions of goats are slaughtered.
Basically, this is a very fateful day for all of us who are doing scientific research, because we are all the time looking for mathematical singularities. Mathematical singularities are those when you kill large number of animals on one day and then you can see the effect next day. So we note down what is the seismic activity throughout the world before this date. And then Bakri Eid is celebrated for 3 days. That means they start killing these animals for 3 days. I would like to say in simple words that what is the consequence of the killing of animals with the movement of the earth or P and S wave generation that can be studied very easily on the Bakri Eid day. So we have found out after Bakri Eid it always increases, and all over the world this seismic activity increases. Kindly notice that if I kill here, then effect will be observed at somewhere else, and those fault lines we have recorded throughout the world.
The implications of Dr. Bajaj's work are enormous. We again take a look at some of the major natural catastrophes from the past few years and examine the extent of animal agriculture conducted in the devastated areas. In the Eastern European nation of Poland, 1.39 million cows and 20.7 million pigs were slaughtered in 2009. According to the UK-based animal welfare group Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, Poland is the largest live exporter of horses for meat in Europe, with 30,000 horses sent to their death annually. At the end of May 2010, Poland suffered from massive floods caused by torrential rains. The flash floods, which first affected southern and central Poland and then moved down through the Vistula River onto the north, were the worst witnessed in the country in the last 160 years. More than 30 people lost their lives as homes and streets in some areas were submerged under 5 to 6 meters of water. In the capital of Warsaw, 120 schools were closed and people were trapped in their homes and needed rescue. The flooding also caused an increase in infectious diseases as wells became contaminated. Across the country, 23,000 people were evacuated. Per a June 2010 United States Department of Agriculture's Global Agricultural Information Network report, 450,000 hectares of farmland were water damaged or flooded, affecting 4,300 farms, all of which had animals. One of the worst flooded areas was the Swubica municipality in Płock district, which is home to a major poultry producing facility. This facility and a similar one in Gumbin municipality were severely damaged by the floods. Animal agriculture represents a large percentage of annual revenue for the city of Christchurch, New Zealand, and includes sheep farming for wool and meat, dairy farming, as well as deer and horse exporting. New Zealand's largest abattoir, which slaughters 8.5 million lambs per year, is located in North Canterbury, which is next to Christchurch. Of all the lambs killed in New Zealand yearly, this facility slaughters more than one-third of them. Per Statistics New Zealand, the nation's statistics office, in 2001, New Zealand was responsible for 49.7% of the international trade in sheep meat. The dairy industry is also very large in Canterbury, with the dairy farming area in one district called Asperton annually producing the highest volume of dairy products in the whole of New Zealand. The value of the dairy industry in Asperton alone is approximately $164 million. The industry is growing, as from 1990 to 2007, the total number of dairy cows in New Zealand doubled. Beef production is also very prevalent in New Zealand and accounts for 7.5% of the world's beef trade. It also has the world's largest deer farming industry with 4,000 farms. The deer are sold for meat and their antlers are turned into Chinese medicine. According to Statistics New Zealand, in 2001, a staggering 52% of New Zealand's total land area of 268,000 square kilometers was used for livestock grazing. On February 22, 2011, New Zealand suffered from a natural disaster that caused tremendous destruction and brought deep sadness to the nation. That day, Christchurch was rocked by a 6.3 magnitude earthquake, a force that brought buildings crumbling to the ground. Sorrowfully, 181 individuals lost their lives, and around 2,000 were injured, while thousands were left homeless. Farms were destroyed and power lines felled, leaving farmers without electricity. Overall, the economic damage is estimated to be $12 billion. Scientists consider the seismic event to be an aftershock of a larger 7.1 magnitude quake that occurred on September 4, 2010 in Canterbury. Livestock raising is the biggest portion of South Africa's agricultural industry, with some 13.8 million cattle and 28.8 million sheep in the country. KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo provinces have large populations of cattle. In Limpopo, raising cows to produce meat and dairy products accounts for a significant percentage of the province's annual income. However, hunting is by far its biggest earner, with 80% of South Africa's hunting industry concentrated in Limpopo. The hunting of wild animals constitutes 70% of the province's yearly tourism revenue. From December 2010 through January 2011, South Africa suffered from terrible flooding. Due to the La Niña effect, more than double the usual amount of rain fell in December, according to the South African Weather Service. These rains continued throughout the month of January, causing mayhem and misery as they washed away people's homes and properties, as well as took precious human and animal lives. In total, more than 4,000 square kilometers were affected by the flooding, as rivers burst their banks and dams crumbled away. 8 of South Africa's 9 provinces were deluged by the rising water, causing $2.3 billion in infrastructure and housing losses. In total, 13,000 houses were ruined, and 8.4 thousand people were forced to evacuate as the government declared 33 disaster zones. The most vulnerable were those living in the townships, as their homes were built out of weak materials and thus quickly washed away. The floods claimed the lives of 136 people, and at least 88 of those deaths occurred in KwaZulu-Natal province, which was the most severely flood-hit area. Limpopo province was also harshly affected by the rains, with all of its 5 districts overrun by floods, which caused the tragic loss of 4 lives and damage to 1,540 homes, schools, and buildings. Two Brazilian states which have large-scale fish processing industries are Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. Livestock raising also represents a significant piece of Rio de Janeiro's economy. In fact, Brazil is the second largest producer of beef in the world, and each year slaughters nearly 40 million cows, as well as 35 million pigs. Brazil is the largest exporter of beef globally, accounting for 21.9% of world exports in 2009. It also consumes the third largest amount of beef in the world after the US and the European Union. Between January 11th and 12th, 2011, approximately 254 millimeters of rain fell on Rio de Janeiro's Serrana Mountain region. The precipitation during that period was more than had been forecast to fall for the entire month. The result was massive mudslides that ripped through 4 cities at 3 a.m. on January 12th. As many of the houses did not meet building code, the resulting destruction was horrifying, with 902 dead and over 20,000 people left homeless. Entire families were wiped out, with no one left to identify and bury those who had perished. The worst hit city was Novo Friburgo, in which 3,000 homes were destroyed and 426 people lost their lives. The force and magnitude of the mudslides was so great that it actually reshaped and altered the entire geography of the area. The cost of rebuilding roads, homes, and infrastructure is estimated to be $1.2 billion. The cataclysms we've briefly examined today clearly demonstrate the delicate balance of our biosphere, as noted by Dr. Bajaj. On many occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai has also addressed the rising number of natural catastrophes seen around the world.
We just have to stop killing animals and men. We have to stop it. And then everything else suddenly will come clear. The typhoon might just stop. The cyclone will be silenced. The earthquake will just be gone. Everything else will turn to peaceful way of life, because we create peace, and then we will have peace. Peace not only among humans, but among all co-inhabitants. That's why I keep emphasizing the vegetarian diet. It's the moral code of being a human. It is the mark of a great human.
Our deep thanks once again, Dr. Bajaj, for your important research that scientifically demonstrates that only plant-based diets are sustainable and ensure the safety of humanity. May you and your colleagues continue to inform communities everywhere of this noble way to protect our planet. For more details on Dr. Bajaj, please visit www.linkedin.com, search Madan Mohan Bajaj. Kind-hearted viewers, we thank you for your presence today on planet Earth, our loving home. May all planetary beings be blessed with happy lives, forever filled with good health and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.